The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And today is Wednesday, November the 15th, 2016. We have a live show for you all today. Looking forward to that. And before we get to today's show, we definitely want to talk about how you can support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can easily do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll be able to see the crowdfunding for digital black media that's there. Also in the far right margin, you will see the donate button that's there in green, the holding hands that's there. And that you can just click on that, and it's very easy. You'll see with the with how you can support this network and ensure that it will be able to continue to bring you what it's been bringing you since 2008, the truth in so many different ways, or at least bringing you some very important elements that you should know. And it's sincere. It's a sincere broadcast. It's a sincere network that has programming that is for specifically designed for you in mind. When everyone else has forgotten you, Black Talk Radio Network was created to give you a opportunity to hear some of the things that was going on and to engage in your with your overall opinion and to strategize the sovereignty of yourself, your family, and our overall community. So, so very important. So let's make sure that Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network will be here in the future. And you can do that by donating there at the donate and in engaging in the crowdfunding program for digital black media. Also, if you're interested in being a part of BTR community, that's Black Talk Radio Communities, social network, social media outlet. There has been one that's been put together, but Scotty has put one together. The founder of Black Talk Radio Network has a social media outlet for you to engage in, where it's going to be in where you don't have to worry about or be concerned about your information being sold to any bidder at all, or by you worrying about being adversely affected because of your opinion or a response to anything that you would happen to post, and it's a great place for you to actually promote yourself, your business, events that's going on in your community, things that you think are important, and you can do that without the backlash of social media as it stands today through Facebook, which some people call Facebook. No such thing as Facebook yet. Well, no, it is Facebook, because they're reading your face and through the iris and in digital recognition, face recognition, and everything else. So, and you'll never see where BTR community will ask you, well, do you know someone? Do you know this person? And trying to put the web together of every person that you know, because that's data mining, ladies and gentlemen. They're doing it for a reason. So you never have to worry about that on the social media platform of BTR, Black Talk Radio community. And you could do that also at the website. You can go down in the far right margin. You'll see the B that's there. You can click on that, and that B stands for BTR community. And to enroll in that or to become a member in that is only $24 a year. And that's $24 is to maintain the network, the servers, and everything else that's needed to maintain the social media and protect your identity and everything else. So that's where you can go to be a part of that. Also, if you're interested in exchanging your slave's wage and put it into a savings in real money, slave's wage is the paper that they pay you, also known as credit, also known as a debt instrument, also known as cash. It's not money. And what they pay you in is, as you always hear me say here, that the wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt. And that is the instrument that you're paid in. You're paid in an instrument of debt. You may not know that, but that is actually the truth in how it works out. So which the next best thing that you can do is for you not to save in a slave's wage. And today's show is going to specifically cover that. Very, very, very important show. So you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, and you can actually save in real precious metals, the most perfect form of money on the planet, that being the precious metals, the five investment grades of precious metals, platinum, palladium, rhodium, silver, and gold. And you could do that there at Prosperity Mint. That's ProsperityMint.com, and make sure that you email wolf6pack@gmail.com. That way someone can walk you through to make sure that you are just walk you through the process to make sure that you are getting what it is that you need and understand how to engage in purchasing and acquiring or saving in the precious metals. So make sure you do that so that you'll have the proper purchasing leverage that is so important. So with that being said, let's take a look at what's in the news. And there's a couple of things that we posted here in what's in the news. And as one of the articles is gone, also posted the where Texas and California is thinking about seceding. So that was there. Was a couple of other articles that were there. Let me move to another computer real quick and just bear with me before we get into what's in the news.
Hey, Dave, while you do that, man, let me chat with you so you don't have some dead air and whatnot. But I sent you a video along with all the other hosts of what we talked about yesterday, how you can prevent your articles from getting pushed all over the place, man. So I sent a video to show you how to do that, man. Hopefully that'll help you in the future and what have you.
Oh, okay.
And our other hosts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I had I actually what I did was I figured it out, put it in two different places.
Okay.
For myself, but I'm gonna check that out as well, because I think that's very helpful. What I did, Scotty, just so you know, is I put it on two different computers. I put one that I'll be using, and then now it just came down to the one that is just going to be that's just designed for just what's in the news. So let me just pull this down, and it didn't want any dead air, as Scotty said. So here we go. Let's go into what's in the news, because everything is there, because that's what we always got to do. We have to be prepared, and so that's what we have here. So I kind of fixed it for me, but I'm definitely looking forward to checking out that video on that, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Scotty. All right, computer's running just a little slow, but here we go. First article comes from... this one is actually coming from, where does this come from? GateStoneInstitution.org. Trump Europe panic, and says Europe tempers tantrum. Europe holds panic dinner, and so the whole planet right now is trying to figure out what they're going to be doing from the changes that have so-called in the presidential selection period that has happened. And I think it's really funny, because all of this stuff is unfolding and playing itself out exactly how what we thought it was going to do, and lo and behold, here it is now. And so what's happening is that Europe is unstable, and they're trying to figure out how to play this new administration and what it's going to mean for them and for their interests as far as NATO and everything else. And also there was an article from Saudi Arabia today where they were telling the celebrity figurehead president-elect that he shouldn't follow through on some of his campaign promises to interfere with the overall gas situation coming out of Saudi Arabia. And why? Because Saudi Arabia is in a pinch. Is in a real pinch. Oh, man, that didn't work for me. So, all right, so here we go. Next article comes from, and the one that really means a lot. And so I'm definitely going to have to look at what Scotty sent to me, because the actual postings for what's in the news been kind of scrambled. But that's okay. We can still get through. Here we go. So next article comes from Russia Today, RT.com News, international. We talked about this one before. 100,000 stage largest ever protest in Seoul to demand the president to resign. That happened over the weekend. So check out that article, and I'm telling you, this is all going to grow in a very, very big way. Next article comes from Reuters. Anger grows in India as bank struggles to swap banknotes. And this is what we're going to definitely talk about today. This is huge. And what I mean is huge is really, really huge. Scotty, you there?
Yeah, Dave.
Okay, that's okay. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey. Okay, cool. Scotty, with the video that you sent for that, so I'll be able to figure out how to keep our postings all in line from earlier from the day. Is that how it will work?
Yeah. It'll just help you plan your program out and keep all your stories together. I used it today for my program, so that's what is there, because you write lot. You got a lot of, you're a popular guy, man. You know, a lot of people comment on the stuff that you post, and then it like, you know, push it to the top, so you'll know somebody left a comment on this latest post. So that's how it's operating,
right?
And so you don't have no control over that unless you do it the way I show in this video. So sorry about that, listeners.
Okay. No. I mean, but that's the way it should be. If someone is commenting about something, that one should, you know, that's where the interest is. So that's very, very important. So, okay, cool. That'll help us out. Okay, next article comes from RT International. China threatens Trump with trade war. Very, very important. Check that one out. Next one comes from Bloomberg. Monty Pasci's top bondholders for swap as rescue deadline nears. Basically, one of the third largest lenders in Italy, one of the oldest, is actually the oldest, been around for 544 years. Banks is in real, real trouble, and they started to the bail-in process with some of their investors. This is huge, and this is actually unfolding as we speak right now. The next article comes from The Economist, and this is what today's show is really going to be all about. Why India scraps its two largest banknotes. And we're going to definitely take a look at this. And my man Learn said, no way in hell this policy was implemented to benefit the common man. This was most likely done to keep better control by the government and their wealthy cronies over the circulation of currency. India probably has one of the most corrupt economies in the world. So yeah, we're going to definitely take a look at that. And then next one, what today's show is all about, today's show for November the 15th is going all this plan, which has you as the bullseye. So we're going to take a look at that. This is very, very critical. We're also going to take a look at a couple of other things. Now, let me see if I can pull up some of the other articles real quick that was posted. No, I don't think it's going to be there, but that's all right. It's here somewhere. But also posted a couple of other things. Today was a major airstrike that Russia had engaged
in. Oh, did you
see
that, Dave? Wow, man. I'm like, yeah, get them. I'm like, all of them proxies that these Western governments been using to overthrow Syria. It looked like Russia taking this is strategic. This is why it's strategic. The USA Inc. is in transition right now from CEO to new CEO. And Donald Trump, they don't know what to think about him, about whether they shaking over there, as you mentioned, Europe responding. They also worried about NATO being broke up, which would be a great blow against the system of racism and global hegemony that these European countries have. So I see Russia taking advantage of the uncertainty or the transition period to do what they're doing now. And I forget the military term for it, but to mount this campaign, this latest campaign against the NATO-backed so-called insurgents, mostly terrorists.
Yes, Scott, you're absolutely right. It's leverage. And you know, one of the things is that they're playing a shrewd game right now, because it is actually the best time to do just that. And that's exactly, I totally agree with you, and it's given them great leverage. And what happened in Syria was that they gave warning to the area that they were going to be bombing, that everyone needed to get out. And I guess they said that what they were bombing, that they were bombing areas of factories, from when I read the article, factories and things of ammunition depots and things of that nature. So strategical move, because you don't know what you're going to get in the future. And what I say you're going to get in the future, what you've got in the past, the exact same thing, because nothing has changed at all. So that was very, very important there. So check that out. Critical, critical, critical. Also, we posted today. It was, what else did we post? Oh, I know how I could check. Hold on one second. Very, very important. Give me one second. What I got to do is just go to my history. Ha-ha. Always got a way to figure something out. So what I want to do, because there was another article that was extremely important that we needed to take a real look at, that was posted earlier. Next article. And it was from, I think we covered everything. Yep, I think we did. We sure did. Okay, cool. So we pretty much covered everything for today, and now we can get into what's going on in the actual premise of the show, and I think it's very, very critical. But I think, let me pull up one of the articles that we're not going to be taking a look at, but we're also going to be taking a look at 86% of the cash in India vanished overnight. That's probably the most important article that you should be knowing about and that we need to discuss today, because this is going to have direct ramifications on you, and this is critical. But before we do that, there was one article that I just want to give you an idea of what's going on, because right now within Europe, they're worried about a lot of different things, and they're worried about how this new person is going to, this new administration, this new celebrity figurehead administration is going to act. Now, so this comes from GateStoneInstitution.org, and here it is. November 15, 2016, the arrogant claims to a moral high ground by the European elites are has no base in reality. That was one of the subtitles. And then here it is. The world is collapsing before our eyes, tweeted the French ambassador to the United States, as it becomes clear that Donald Trump had won the U.S. presidential election, although he later appeared to delete the tweet. The sentiment expressed in the tweet encapsulates the attitude of the majority of the European political establishment. And I want to stop right there. Why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? This is going to bring about the destabilization that has always been brokered. And this is going to be how the plausible deniability route that is going to be used, because they're going to blame, they have to blame it on the people. Let me tell you what, Bridget, from the selections that were here, they're going to use all that against everyone, because they're going to change the overall direction, the economic direction, the geopolitical direction. There's going to be collapses. There's going to be instability that's going to lead to conflict, that's going to lead to war. And they're going to turn this all around on the general population, saying, you guys were trying to you were trying to break away from the system, and look what it got you. It got you people in places of influence that didn't know what they were doing, and they were taken advantage of by the countries that maintain their overall political stability and direction. And then look what it's gotten you, when in actuality this is all a ploy that the governments are waging a war against the everyday person globally. So the article goes on. Deutsche Welles, DW, Germany's international broadcast, described the reaction to Trump's victory across Germany's political spectrum as shocking and uncertain. The defense minister described Trump's win as a heavy shock. German's justice minister tweeted that the world would end, but things were going to get that. Excuse me, that the world wouldn't end, but things will get more crazy. And let me tell you, they're telling you pretty much everything, because this is the setup that's unfolding. Yes, this is exactly what it is, the opposite of what people were actually thought that they were voting about, not even realizing that their overall influence in this whole thing was never ever a part of it all. It was only going to follow the script that has been followed for so long, until the people of this world decide to dismantle this whole system and establish something that can't be compromised. We will continue to see what we're going to see, a facade of inclusion. So the article goes on. The Green Party leader called Trump's election a break in the traditions that the West stands for liberal values. Chancellor Angela Merkel, deputy chancellor, said Trump is the trailblazer for a new authoritative and international move. They want a rollback to the bad old times in which women belong to the stove or to bed, gays in jails, and the unions at best at the side table. And he moved this, and he won, and he won doesn't keep his mouth shut, gets publicly bashed. So this is what you're starting to see, the overall response. And then the presidents of France, Holland, described Trump's victory as making the start of a period of uncertainty. Previously, Holland has stated that Trump made him want to retch. European Commissioner President Jean-Claude Juncker, one of the most powerful men in Europe, told students at a conference in Luxembourg, we will need to teach the president-elect what Europe is and how it works. He also claimed that the election of Trump posed the risk of upsetting international relations in their foundations and their structure. He added that America usually has no interest in Europe. So the whole thing is starting to really fall apart, and you're going to see this displacement. But this was all by design, ladies and gentlemen. This is why they put Donald Trump as one of the candidates that you could actually vote for. But the selection was already made. This is why they only had Hillary and Dump. Why? Because the system had already surmised what it needed to maintain control and subjugation of the general population of the world. They needed to continue on the same path that got them in power before. Deception, subjugation, enslavement, and instealing of assets. And that's what they will continue to do under the climate that we have now. Just think about where this man came from. We talked about this before. He is a master broker of bankruptcy. He's a master broker and negotiator of bankruptcy, of strategical defaults, strategical debt defaults, strategical bankruptcies. That's what this,
damn,
this
Dave,
person is all
genius, about.
Damn,
Dave, you a genius, man. You a genius. I never thought about that. You're a genius, man. As these, as this corporation, which I hope dissolves, he's trying to, they appointed the perfect person to mitigate the bankruptcy of USA Inc. To try to say, oh man, thanks, man.
To restructure, it's a strategical default that they're going to have, and he is the perfect fall guy for it because that's what he's been doing all his life. That's what he's been doing all his life. And he's already isolated himself throughout the world by his past business dealings. So this is going to unfold just the way they want it to unfold. But listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we are going to a commercial break, but anytime, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-2925. Did I say that right? Scotty, I think I got the number wrong, right?
866-510-9025.
Exactly. So, all right, listen, everyone. Get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today, November the 15th, 2016. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. And the number is 866-510-9025. Don't hesitate. Give us a call for today's show. And we'd love to hear from you because, as we always say, a dialogue is much more powerful than a monologue. So looking forward to talking to you all today. So we're going to jump into today's show, but I think we got a caller already in queue. Let me pull this already there. And it's my man, Jerry. Jerry, you there?
Yes. How you doing, Dave?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I wanted to add a little piece because I meant to bring this up to Scotty on his show. But North Korea, like you were saying, everything was already planned out and everybody scrambling. Well, North Korea made a public statement that they didn't care who was going to be the next CEO, because all it is, as you said, as you say, is that it's a change of figurehead. You said they don't change their policies on how they on how they deal with foreign people, and I feel like that's a direct statement that we should be making here. Then nothing has changed. So, what do you think about that?
Oh, without a doubt, that exactly. This is why we say that there may be an election, but there'll never be a change of power. You're going to continue to get the same policies that you got, and as everyone right now is trying to watch what the current selected administration is going to do as far as this cabinet, while major things are going on all over the world, because it's all a charade and it's a distraction.
Hey, David.
And this is...
David.
What was that?
Yeah, one of the things that I had mentioned, though, was that while the same power brokers remain, the same political crime families, the ones responsible right. for all these people, they may never change. The policies don't really change. They might tweak some. They may enforce some, and they may not enforce some. But, I mean, it's like this. Okay, cannabis is illegal, and even though these states have legalized cannabis, the federal law is still that it is one of the most dangerous substances on the planet. And so they have taken right. a hands-off, the Obama administration took a hands-off policy and have not been raiding as many. They haven't stopped raiding pot dispensaries in certain states, but they are not raiding as many as they did in the past. Well, Donald Trump's administration, the system, his power brokers might say, well, we need this shift now. We need to start cracking down on that and what have you. So like I think I mentioned during my show is, while the names may change of the different administrations, there is a difference, though. It's a difference in the level of oppression that you will face. You know, like right now, people in New York City got a reprieve from stop and frisk when it was ruled unconstitutional. Well, all it takes to make something constitutional is get a bunch of racist crackers like they got right now controlling both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives, got a racist cracker president who would then sign it into law. And then guess what? Stop and frisk is now constitutional. Now these slave catchers can round up all the slaves they need to build that wall or anything else they need built.
And you got to remember who orchestrated stop and frisk. Giuliani.
So Giuliani, I'm saying, all throughout history, you just have different degrees. While the people in power, like you say, celebrity figureheads may change, but the agenda remains the same. The people behind both parties, you know, that's part of the illusion of choice.
Right.
So, but you have one wing of the corporation who's going to be a little bit more liberal and let you have a little bit more freedom than the other side, who's going to be more conservative, more strict. I mean, so it just depends on what, you know, like a child. Who do you want to be punished by? Pick mama or daddy. Okay, but you're going to get a spanking now. Which one you want to be spanked by? So we have different degrees of the spanking that we're going to get. And with Donald Trump, I feel like domestically that people classified as Hispanics here and undocumented immigrants are about to be rounded up en masse and put into private prison slavery, as well as swell the ranks of the prison slaves held by Unicor, which is a federally owned corporation that runs a private prison, slave plantation. So those are my thoughts, man, on that. It don't matter who, you know, it's the degrees. What are we prepared for?
Yeah, the illusion of inclusion. That's really what it is, the illusion of inclusion. And well said, Scotty, that is so true. And this thing, and I think I'm going to have a show just on what I think how these things are going to play out, because this is a strategical move. Just as Putin has made a strategical move by starting the air bombing and the cruise missile attacks from their from their frigates and from their aircraft, their one lone aircraft carrier. The exact same thing is happening here in different forms. The attacks are going to continue to happen. Man, this one is one that I don't think that people are really checking, because I've always said that that wall that they're building is not going to be to keep immigrants out. It's going to be built there to keep your butt in. That's the illusion. And one of the things, and we'll talk about how that's going to play out, especially in today's show. So let me get back, Jerry. Jerry, was there something else that you wanted to elaborate on, brother?
Oh, yeah, just to give you a little help. I know Scott had done set up a video. But if you want a computer that has a Windows computer that has apps and whatnot, you can get this app called Pocket. And what you do is you put all of your internet articles. You can put that in there, and they'll always be there from whenever you need them. So I'm going to put myself on mute and wait for it, because I know you always got something good, and I'm just waiting to hear it.
So well, man, I appreciate you, because Jerry knows that I am not computer or technology savvy. Thanks, Jerry. Good looking out, brother. So this is, man, because the computer, what the phone does and everything else, I am a true Lordite. Is that the word? Yeah, I think that's what it is, a Lordite. And my man, thanks, Jerry. I'm going to look for the Pocket. But I think Scotty has already fixed that and has put that together to where I can do something within the BTR community to help that. But looking forward to it. But I still will check that out. Appreciate you too, Jerry. And then jump back at any time, brother, if you feel the necessity to, the need to. So let's jump into today's show. And one second, jump into today's show. Now, today's show, in my opinion, is extremely important that you be here for that. And also, I'm going to be looking for Brother Davis to give us a chime in today to let us know what Wise Wednesday is going to be about. But check this out. Until we hear from Brother Davis, looking for Brother Davis to give us a call. Brother Davis, give us a call whenever you get a chance, if you can. And the number is 866-510-9025, as well as anyone else that would like to chime in on today's show. So let's jump into today's show, and I think it's a very, very important show. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to pull up, while everyone was in their selection mode, running around, watching Cerebrally Naive Network or all the other ones. I haven't made up one for the other ones that would be actually, I could say this on air, that could be family-friendly. So I will just say the other mainstream media outlets that are full of deceptions. There's an article that we really need to take a look at. So let me just pull this article up real quick. And this article, it comes from TheEconomist.com. Very, very important article. And this, ladies and gentlemen, while everyone was running to the polls and doing that thing, there's actually a couple of articles. Let me pull this up, one up from Reuters as well. Well, last Tuesday, all of a sudden, the Prime Minister of India just pulled all of the 500 and 1,000 rubles out of circulation. And this is huge. That's just like them pulling out a common currency or a common denomination of bills within our economy. Now, you got to remember, India is the seventh largest economy in the world. Not the 13th, not the 50th, not the 100th. It's in the top 10. And it's in almost in the lower half of the top 10. But if you really look at the metrics of everything, it's probably really in the top 5 right now. And they just all of a sudden pulled like their 20s and 10s out of circulation. Now just think about, what would that do to you if they pulled 20s and 10s out from under you? What would they do? What would that do to you? So what we need to do is I want to just read this article and take a look at this article once I get this one thing, one advertisement to go away, because this is something that I think you should know why, because I want you to see how fast this happened to the people of India. The people of India, some of them knew this probably was coming, but they didn't probably see it as fast. And when it came like a thief in the night. Oh, it's going to catch you like a thief in the night as well. And don't think just because you live in the so-called home of the brave, land of the free, that it's not going to happen to you, because there's nothing free and there's nothing brave about how they established this nation. It is the same still, the same tyrannical agenda that it's always been. It had always been. So let's take a look at this. So this article, hopefully it loads up well for me. Okay. And it is. Here we go. This comes from The Economist. It says, Oh, wow. Come on, man. Just let me remove this. One second. Didn't want to have any dead air. So, but let me get this thing squared away. Okay, here we go. Why India scrapped its two biggest banknotes. And this article came out yesterday. So, on the 13th. In a surprise televised address on the evening of November the 8th, while you all were at the polls, Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, delivered a bombshell. Most of the money in Indians' wallet would cease to be accepted in shops at midnight. Let me do that one more time. In a surprise televised address, could you just imagine when you're going to get a surprise televised address that your cash, your note, your currency, your debt instrument is no longer accepted. Just imagine what that's going to do to you if you're not prepared. So it goes on to say, in a surprise televised address on the evening of November the 8th, Modi, the Prime Minister of India, delivered a bombshell. Most of the money in Indians' wallets would cease to be accepted in shops at midnight. And see, now he did this in the evening. So we can say it was probably about, what time you think? There, GC, probably about 9 o'clock. It's when they like to interrupt the regular televised programming. And it's going to probably come on a Monday evening while Monday Night Football is on, and they're going to interrupt your regularly scheduled program to come out and say, oh, by the way, your $20 and your $10 and your $5 bills are no longer accepted. No, probably the 100, the 20s and the 10s, or some combination thereof. Won't be accepted in shops at midnight. The two most valuable notes of the 50 and 100 rubles, in America, that would be $7.50 and $15, were to be demonetized, economist slang for taken out of circulation. Or another thing that demonetized means is this: not only taken out of circulation, no longer accepted. Has much more than just taken out of circulation. Means that it's demonetized, it no longer has any monetary value, or it has no longer monetary value, or it has lost significant monetary value. So it was demonetized, economist slang for taken out of circulation. Indians have until the end of the year to visit banks to either exchange their cash against newly printed notes or deposits in their accounts. Let me stop there. They have until the end of the year to visit banks to either exchange their cash against newly printed notes. This is why paper always returns to its intrinsical value of nothing, because they can digitally create it they can digitally create it, or they can print it, and it will lose its overall value at their whim. Why? Because they created it. And I want you to realize something, that they said the word newly printed notes. Let me tell you what's the power of that. Let's just say I send you a note, whoever you are listening to Tando Radio Show right now, I send you a note saying that I'm going to pay you $1 million. And I send you a note, and you receive that note. And if you try to take that note to any bank, to any other place that has to perform a medium of exchange, they're going to look at you crazy. They're just going to tell you that this is just a piece of paper. Well, see, that's exactly it with cash. It's just a piece of paper. It's a note. It's a promise. It is not money, nor is it cash. Having an intrinsic value. The people in India are finding that out the hard way. I learned something as a very young man, that the wise heeds good instruction while the fool learns from experience. And don't you think for a minute that that can't happen here. I'm going to tell you, it will happen here. When, I don't know, and I really don't care. I'm preparing for it, as you should be preparing for it to happen at any time. It is already happening, even if it doesn't happen in the dramatic fashion that it happened on November 8th in the seventh largest economy in the world. What makes you think that you're going to be excluded from this? Because you're in America that has lost all of it. We already read how the rest of the world, what they really start to think of America, America has lost all leverage. That was one of the other articles that was posted, where China said that America's losing all of its leverage, so they really don't care who the celebrity figurehead president of the United States is. You just better act in line. Since the president of China called the president-elect Trump and told him he had no choice but to cooperate. That wasn't a request. That was a demand, and it was an ultimatum. You got no choice but to cooperate. That was the position of power telling the one that was inferior what they're going to do. And so, wanted you to check this out. So now let's carry on in this. So that people would have to, by the end of the year, visit a bank and either exchange their cash against newly printed promissory notes, like I would send you, or deposit it into their account. Why did it tell them that they needed to deposit all of their cash into their account? Their 20s and their... why did they tell them that? Because they wanted to get rid of everything from the black market as well. Get all of that back. Destroy it. And they're going to print new ones. This is what why you should never have confidence in something that you didn't create, nor if the great creator didn't create. If man created it, it's subject to malevolent means. Article goes on. After that, their notes would become mere pieces of printed paper. Let me stop right there. It doesn't matter after, before, or during. All of their notes are nothing more than mere pieces of printed paper. Your notes are nothing more than mere pieces of printed paper with no value at all. That's right. Your paper has no value at all. It's all based off of confidence. And once the rest of the world loses confidence in the dollar, you'll see what I mean, but it'll be too late if all you do is hold on to cash. You can't get out of debt by just paying off your bills, paying off your student loan, paying off your car note, paying off your mortgage. You cannot get out of debt if all you primarily are in is a debt instrument of cash. If all you have is cash in your bank and that's all you're saving, you are in the worst form of debt. And India is showing you, because when that first came on, people were like, oh, that ain't going to happen. That's conspiracy theory. Oh, that can't never happen. It just happened to the seventh largest economy in the world overnight. And guess what? It's still is not major news. Why? Because that's how they do it. They subtly kill you. And this poison will be just as subtle. Sounds good that it can never happen and it won't happen here. It doesn't look like it can happen here, but let me tell you, this is probably one of the greatest poisons ever ingested. It has a slow kill process that it will walk you down the more you use it, because it gets you to be addicted to it, to where you'll never see it coming, because you'll never have enough. An insatiable appetite will be developed. So the article says, after that, their notes will become mere pieces of printed paper with no value at all. Citizens and business face weeks or months of disruptions as the new currency stocks is deployed. So why bother? Well, it's current. The citizens and businesses face weeks or months of disruptions. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to disrupt people for generations, because what you're having, ladies and gentlemen, is you're having a wealth transfer that's going on. They're going to steal your energy even more. And this is how they're going to do it, by their economic design. This is why everything is unfolding the way it is. The government justified the move in part due to concerns over proliferation of counterfeit notes. Let me stop right there. Let me keep going. Not usually, it pointed the finger at neighbor. Not unusually, it pointed the finger at neighboring Pakistan. Pakistan and India have already started the shooting hot war between themselves that's only going to expand, and this is going to wait. But one of the most important things is that the first sentence in here said the government justified the move in part due to concerns over the proliferation of counterfeit notes. Let me just tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Every single one that they printed and digitally created is counterfeit. Their whole system is counterfeit, and this is where biblically, for those of you that would like to take it to the biblical standpoint, where the Prince of Peace that they call known as Jesus, the only time there was ever a display of violence was in the synagogue, where he said that the money changers had turned his father's house into a den of thieves. The money changers, they took from what real money was, and they created something else that wasn't money. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, the proliferate counterfeiting has been going on, the proliferate counterfeiting of notes has been going on ever since that they printed the first piece of currency and digitally created it, gave them even more leverage. This is what we're truly dealing with. So the article goes on, which it claims is fueled the drug trade and funding terrorism. Oh my man, come on. The drug trade and terrorism. The drug trade, and actually in this country, was actually the black market and the laundering of this nation's facade of wealth. They did it all through the drug trade. And now the method of choice now is drug trade and terrorism. Why? Because they built you a boogeyman that you would believe, so that you would embed yourself and to give more of your energy to the system itself. You know, the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. They made you believe that you had a patriotic duty. They made you believe that there was something patriotic that you should be fighting for, when you have no clue and you ignore history and the truth of it all. Or you are patriotic to the crime syndicate known as the Corporation of the United States and all of the governments, because they are all in this fraternity together. Get mad at me if you like, but the truth always stands on its own. The key is, do you stand with it? So let's continue this article. Which it said is fueling the drug trade and funding terrorism, but its main impact will be on the black mark, the black money, cash from undeclared sources, which sits outside of the financial system. They just told you how the U.S. is going to do it. Here it is. But its main impact will be on black money, cash from undeclared sources, which sits outside the financial system. Perhaps 20% of India's economy is informal. Some of that is poor farmers, which are largely exempt from taxes anyway. But the rich are perceived to be sitting on a vast illicit loot, though a large part of that sits in bank accounts. Let me move this down. In predictable foreign jurisdictions, a chunk of it is held in high-yield Indian notes. Purchasing of gold or high-end real estate have long been made, at least in part, with bundles or suitcases of illicit cash. Let me tell you what's happening here. Let's go back to the first part. How much time we got? Okay, cool. Let's go back to the first part. When it said, but its main impact will be on the black money, cash from undeclared sources, which sits outside of the financial system. Perhaps 20% of India's economy is informal. Here's the key to that. India, and you can see the shock that it's having on the Indian people that's there. They've been fleeced. They've been totally put in a position of disadvantage. They are going to have very tough times, and they'll be willing to do whatever they can to stop the pain from happening, even to surrendering to and even fighting the wars against the rest of the world, even Pakistan, which will be a nuclear exchange. Here's the key to that. Before we go into the break, they just told you how it's going to work here and why it's going to be even worse here. Did you catch it? I hope you did. But listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of it, I'm going to show you what I see in this so that you can see and to make the proper arrangements for yourself and your family. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The overall subjugation of mankind is only speeding up because they need to get control of the population before it gets out of hand and the people do what they should be doing, what they have the capability and the power to do and the energy to do once they have the will to do it, to dismantle it and to establish what the great creator has established as the ecosystem of collective prudence. You're listening to Candle Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call at 866-510-9025 if you have a question or comment. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. And once again, that's 866-510-9025. If you have a question or comment that you would like to make on today's show, we'd love to hear from you. So let's get back to it. Just before we went into the break, we were looking at what this a very, very important part. And that part was they were basically telling you and giving you a clue as to how this is going to work here in the United States. Here's what it is, and this is what I'm seeing, and this is why I think this is so important. Just before we went into the break, the last thing that we read, it said, but its main impact will be on black money, cash from undeclared sources, which sits outside the financial system. Perhaps 20% of India's economy is informal. Well, this is the key to that. The M1 and the M2 money supply in the United States is much different. The money supply, that's not real money. That's what they call money. I don't call cash money because it never has been money and it never really can be money unless there's some real defined differences that are interjected into the system. So let's call it currency. The currency and the cash that's in the United States and outside of the United States, the disparity between the two is great. Meaning this. There is more cash outside of the United States, far beyond 20%. There's more cash outside of the United States than there is inside of the United States. Why is that? Because for roughly over 75 to 80 years, the United States currency has been the reserve currency of the world. And since the 70s, it's been the petrodollar currency of the world, meaning for every barrel of oil that's sold, the countries of the world had to trade in their currency for the U.S. currency, which actually had a higher purchasing power of theirs. So if they had $100, it only had the purchasing power of maybe 80 or maybe 70, depending on the country, or even as far down as 30 or 20 compared to the U.S. dollar. So in order for them to get $100 worth of oil, they had to give up a substantial amount more of their currency to do it. And what was that doing? That was draining their people of the world. It was basically a tax. You think that you pay a lot of taxes here in the United States? In actuality, the actual people of the world spend even more in taxes on the United States, is known as the petrodollar and the reserve currency of the world. And because of that, every nation on this planet needs oil to maintain its overall sovereignty. Every community, every nation, every continent needs oil to maintain its overall economic vitality, to be economically viable. And so everyone was running into the U.S. dollar, and this made where everyone was holding U.S. dollars in reserves. And then not only from the petrodollar standpoint, but from the reserve currency status standpoint, where in order for someone to sell anything in international trade, if one country wanted to buy something from another country, let's say rice or corn or steel, they needed to use the reserve currency of the world known as the U.S. dollar. And this was another reason why so many countries had to hold exorbitant amounts of cash in their nations, which means that the overall cash supply was even bigger outside of the nation. So while India had perhaps 20%, the United States possibly has up to, in my opinion, probably has over 200% of its cash supplies being held outside of the nation. This is huge. This is going to show how this is going to adversely affect you in so many ways. So the article goes on. The impact of the move is that everyone will have to disclose all their cash or face losing it. The impact of this move is that everyone will have to disclose all of their cash. And let me tell you how they're going to get you to disclose all of your cash. Either you're going to hand it in and put it in your bank account, or you're going to lose it. And guess what? See, they don't even have to do that at all. All they have to do is say, we don't accept that one anymore, which they're already doing, and they're saying that they're reprinting another one. So in order for you to exchange the ones you have, the longer you wait, the less value it will be able to exchange for. So you won't be able to exchange 500 rubies for 500 rubies of the new currency that it had. And then they're going to come back and back it by gold. And that's going to further put people in debt. There are a lot of people. You have to be extremely cautious when you deal in currency, because you're dealing with the devil's, in the devil's playground. You're dealing in the devil's design. You're dealing in the devil's pattern. You're dealing in an instrument that enslaves people. So it says that the impact is that everyone will have to declare all of their cash or face losing it. How do you feel about that? Ha ha. This is going to be huge. Those were, let me move this down. Those with mere bundles of 500 ruble notes clearly aren't the target. Yeah, right. The government said tax authorities won't be told about the deposits. Are you kidding me? Did you hear what they just said? The government said tax authorities won't be told about deposits of less than 2,500. I'm sorry, 250,000. But those who have stashed large piles of notes are in a bind. Now, let me tell you why that's so important. First, they just lied and tell you that the tax authorities won't be told about the deposits. Come on, man. We was born, but we weren't born last night. How does the saying go? We was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. Really? Of less than 250,000, but they won't tell. But those who have stashed large piles of notes are in a bind. No, let me tell you who's in the bind. Every person that has been saving in cash. Because every person that I've seen in India that was dealing with this, they had their whole life savings, or they had some of their savings in their hand, and they were upset because they were losing it on the announcement on November the 8th, saying that by 12 o'clock that their cash won't be accepted, their rubles won't be accepted, 500 and 1,000. Oh, man, this is such a lie and a farce. A recent amnesty program for black money has just passed, meaning the tax man is unlikely. Keyword is unlikely. See, the thing about unlikely means that there is some likeliness to it very much. There's no guarantee. Even if they said it was a guarantee, do you trust it? And if you do, come on, man. What part of history have you not studied? Oh, let me guess. The only one that we study is the one that they pass to us in schools. History is always kind to England because England writes it to a man. The tax man is unlikely to look upon undeclared cash piles with sympathy. The question is not whether the scheme, because this whole thing is a scheme, once they created cash, once they got away from what real money was with the great creator God Almighty, had as money, your prosperity, your sovereignty, because when you had assets, you didn't need a boss. Because when you have assets, you're able to sustain yourself, your sovereignty, and your family. What need do you ever have for a boss? Ever since man has created cash, that means that you became a slave of theirs. The wage of a slave, a wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt, is cash. So now, the question is whether or not the scheme will work, but whether the cost of implementing it is worth it. They're telling you what they're going to change it up again. They're setting the precedence to change this up in plausible deniability so that they're going to say that we needed to back our currency by gold. And one thing about the Indians is that they got gold. They have a long history of gold. But still, all in all, many of them are going to lose that gold if they don't know what they really truly have. The notes being nixed represent 86% of all cash in circulation. Everyone is impacted. Why did they pick those notes? Because it's 86% of the population that have it. Who do you think have the other 14% of the notes? Those that are actually implementing the change. But the ones that really matter, they don't have cash as money. They have assets as money. Because they don't need the economy. The economy needs them. Those with assets dictate the overall direction of the economy. You heard the old saying, the golden rule. Those with the gold make the rules. Everyone is impacted. And there has been scores of people around the banks for days as Indians have tried to convert their notes into new money. Let's stop right there. They're not getting any money. New cash, new currency for the same thing to be perpetuated again. New slave wage. And the black money hoarders have ways to liquidate their loot. For example, hiring lots of people to deposit their notes into their own accounts and then sending it back all for a fee. You hear what they're doing? Basically, what the people that have lots of black money cash, what they're doing right now is that they're going to people saying, here, take this cash, deposit it into your account. And then they'll pay them a fee for it all. It's such a charade here. The benefits are hard to gauge for now. The government is keen to be seen to be cracking down on tax dodgers on behalf of the common man. Why is this so important? The government is keen to be seen to crack down on tax dodgers on behalf of the common man. Yeah, right. That's just the play that is being facilitated throughout the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the surprise in early this summer was Brexit. The surprise in fall was Trump. And the big, and then the surprise recently in the seventh largest economy in the world was the removing of the ruble. And they said it was all in the interest of the common man to protect them from tax dodgers. Who do they consider tax dodgers? This is going to be the propaganda and the political line as to why everything is awry economically. Oh, your new president-elect is known as a tax dodger. Man, this whole thing is being set up for a huge economic collapse. Like I've always been saying, they're going to collapse the common man's economy. They're not going to collapse the economy. The target is you, and the bullseye has been worn and accepted by us because we take it with us, because we didn't know, and we haven't really been looking at this from an objective way. We've been looking at this from a very selfish taught way through the instruments of school and through the propaganda of schools. We have no real education that we need to start to engage in ourselves. You really think that this is going to help the common man? You really think that those that don't have assets, that this is going to help? No, it's going to further enslave them, and it's going to be a wealth transfer that they're not going to be able to be a part of. The overall caste system that's going to come out of this is going to be far worse than what has been previously recorded. And it always happens in major population centers. Why? Because there's many slaves detained. But, the article goes on, but if the poor fellow then has to spend his days like your correspondent scoring the streets for an ATM that works, he might end up warning if he is a beneficiary of the scheme or its victim. And if you need to think about that, if you are a beneficiary of this scheme, because that's what it is, or its victim, you still haven't got it. You know what? And I hate to say it. You may be stuck here for the rest of your life because you just can't figure it out. And I would ask, when we going to figure this out? This is the seventh largest economy in the world. This is one of the BRIC nations. This is one of the countries that determine global economic policy. And all of a sudden, yes, there's been talk of their debt and their economic problems. If this is happening to India, what you think is going to happen to the ones that they've been telling you about that have real problems, like Italy, like Germany because of Deutsche Bank, like the unsustainable debt ratio that the United States is in is probably at 400 to 1. Their overall debt to their deficit is 400% of their GDP. probably 400 to 500%. Oh, they're not telling you that, but the overall, just from what they admit to of $19 trillion, that is even unsustainable. You can't even pay that out over hundreds of years at the current rate. But it's not even that. It's far, far worse. It's in the multiples of hundreds of trillions, the unfunded liability. So what does this mean? Why should you care? Because many of those in that line in India, well, like so many other people that possibly here are going to be in those lines as well. Ah, it'll never happen. My cash worked for me yesterday. They've been saying it's going to happen for a long time. But see, the key is most of us never notice that we are in bad health until the pain starts. And you've been in bad health for a very long time economically. You just didn't know that you've been diagnosed with the terminal illness of dependency on cash. But soon enough, as always, it rears its ugly face. Every form of currency that man has ever created, without exception, has gone to zero. You think the U.S. dollar is going to be excluded? No. It is probably going to be the biggest fall of them all. So, this article is critical for you to know, for you to start to look at, regardless of what your views are, regardless of what you've been taught in the past. The most important thing that you have is how you're going to respond to everything. Your free will and your sovereignty still exists as long as you declare it. And at some point and at some time, you're going to have to tell NASA bye. You're going to have to say, I'm free. And I'm going to walk off of this. I'm not asking for you to let me go. I no longer consult you, because sovereignty never consults the enslaver. It just lives. It's prosperity. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. And I would ask you, if tomorrow, because it could happen tomorrow, it could happen tonight, it could happen. Right now, Central Standard Time is 6:18 or 18:18. On the East Coast, it's 19:18 or 7:18 p.m. On the hour, there could be an interruption on the regularly scheduled broadcast where the U.S. $20, $10, and $100 bill after 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time will no longer be accepted as trade, as legal tender for debt or trade or a medium of exchange. It is being demonetized and taken out of circulation. What would that do to you, your family? Because it's not just going to happen in India. This is the precedence that's being set globally. This is the seventh largest economy in the world. This is making its way up to the number two economy in the world, which is the United States. It ain't number one. It ain't been number one for a long time. Thought you were, but not true. What position would you be in when that happens? Because I do believe it's going to happen. Give us a call. Let me know what you think. 866-510-9025 is the call-in number, 866-510-9025. And we're going to go to Brother Davis real quick. Then we got two other callers, one out of OK and one out of Texas. So let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show, your show. And
good evening, brother.
Hear from you. What's going on, Brother Davis?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend in some distressed times.
Yes,
listen, I like calling and just listening. Because, you know, a lot of times the content that you give literally is so individually fortifying. What do I mean by that? I mean, this is something that when I get off the radio, I could do my own due diligence on and put my plan together on how I'm going to uniform myself. Like, perfect example was the information you gave on the elimination of currency in the open market. And see, people ought to understand. There are people who get $100 bills and they stick them under their pillow. That's their little savings account. Well, if they devalue it and it has no, then they have no money. And that's really what you're saying to people. So, you know, you want to be in a position to at least have some resources that you could use to your advantage in the instant. That's why I say this show is so informing, that we should be listening with a pen and piece of paper so that we can pursue the topics on our own personal time. Because I'm going to tell you something. I respect the fact that you do your due diligence to open the door to this knowledge for us. But, you know, what makes knowledge powerful is when you can utilize it. And I believe that's really right. The stuff I'm trying to project to people that we should be doing. I've always said you shouldn't be listening to Black Talk Radio without pencil and piece of paper close, because it's a plethora of information and you can't contain it all. But if you make notes, write down, catch some websites or the alphabets, you have keys to be able to open that knowledge to your personal revelation. But listen, I want to give you a little hit on tomorrow night's show. And tomorrow night's show is going to be about seeing in the darkness of nutrition. Now, why do I say seeing in the darkness of nutrition? Because we have shows on GMOs and we have shows on what's happening to the food supply. Well, now we're going to take the focus on such an inside level that you will see that every place that you spend your money for food are contracted with larger corporations. And these larger corporations are not considerate as to what is in the food as much as they are, do you like the taste enough to buy? Mm. So now I'm telling you, it's going to be a very interesting show tomorrow night. I'm hoping to have here's my wife. She wants to add a little something.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, this is David.
I wanted to say that with, you know, when the lights go out and you're kind of surprised and then you open up your eyes real wide, like that's going to help you. You know what I mean? Your initial response is, ooh, bug out your eyes, like that's going to, you know, give you some light, and it doesn't. But as you sit and resonate in the darkness and you just calm down and you let your eyes kind of adjust, after a while, you can really start to see in the dark. A lot of people think, well, it's blindness, you can't see. No, blind people can see. They just don't see what you see. And that's why with this show, we want to, and I might even piggyback on it with them a little bit, that it isn't all, even when you can't see, you have vision. And we want to relay that to the people. Because eventually the lights might go out. What you going to eat? What you going to do? But as soon as you adjust your eyes to that darkness, you'll be able to see. Not with just your eyeballs, but all your senses. And that's what we want to start talking about, incorporating that in food, because food is a weapon. Like I said, like we said a while ago, when we say grace over our food, we say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because food is a weapon. It's deadly. It could be it could infiltrate your body, your mind, your soul, everything. So that's what we're going to just kind of zero in on, the food supply, because everybody has to eat it, and you have to have a knowledge of seeing in the dark about it.
Sister Davis, well said. That is so true, and I love the metaphor that you gave, because that's what we try to do here on Black Talk Radio Network, the programs that are here and here on, especially on Tando Radio Show. And I appreciate and love you all so much. Looking forward to tomorrow's show. And once again, well said by Brother and Sister Davis, as usual, because this is why we are here, so that we can realize and see not only through their darkness, but from their darkness that has brought about a darkness within us, so that we can realign ourselves to where we can go through and navigate through everything. So, so true. So looking forward to tomorrow's show with the Davis team, Brother Davis and Sister Davis. You can always hear Sister Davis with Brother Davis. I always love it. I feel their energy when they're both on this show. It's a beautiful thing. So looking forward to Wise Wednesday, because it always is a Wise Wednesday here on Tando Radio Show. So tomorrow, check Brother Davis and Sister Davis out. We got a couple other callers in queue. We got a caller from OK and from Texas. So let's go to the first caller from Oklahoma. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Peace, man.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man.
My man Mel, what's up?
Man, shoot, we was just, me and my wife, we was listening to you and we was talking, and I'm like, dang. But when it comes to that time, I mean, you keep saying, and I'm pushing back on you right now, because you say, you know, you have to pave your streets with gold, like, basically, literally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that once we attain that, how do we think like the man behind the register? You know what I mean? We need to focus on that too, because, you know, how do you make those transactions, and how can you deal with desperate people? I mean, that's another, I think we should, I would like your take on it. I'm not asking for no answers. I would like your take on how would you be the man behind the register? How would you deal with these people that's, you know what I'm saying, desperate, and they know you know what I mean? If you got money, they know you got money.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of see what I mean?
Yeah.
I just would like
to take it. Oh, of course. And I've always said that one of the things that one of the threats that you probably, one of the biggest threats that you'll face is those that are not prepared for what's going to happen. That's going to be the biggest, one of the, a very, very significant challenge to everyone. Those that are not prepared are more of a threat to you than those that created the climate for the chaos and for the disruption, okay? Now, how do you, in my opinion, how do you engage in them? And it's multifaceted. It depends on how you're speaking, where it's going to be where people aren't prepared for it. Well, one of the things that you want to do is remain anonymous as you possibly can. Have a plan for everything. And that is individually set. There are no hard and fast rules. Probably the most important hard and fast rule is for you to start preparing. And once you start preparing, because where you are and where someone else is in the country is totally different. But for contact from people, I think the best thing to do is, one of the keys to being a millionaire is not to live like one. One of the keys to being a millionaire is not to live like one. I think it's very important that you be strategical in all that you do, and depending on what you are. Just because you do have and you made preparations to prepare for what's coming, that does not mean that you need to go outside and barbecue just because it's Friday and you don't have to go to work. Because I'm going to tell you, there won't be any jobs, but there'll be plenty of work to do. And I'm saying that, you know, tongue in cheek, but I think what it is very important is that you are going to have to be a chameleon. You're going to have to blend yourself into the environment that you are around. Because until stability is brought back into place, and you may be one that will seize an opportunity where other people that you can trust will make themselves known to you, and then you can establish at the appropriate time the appropriate assistance that may be needed. But everything has to be done within true reason, and you're going to have to be very sophisticated in how you engage even the way you talk to people. You're going to have to be mindful. One of the things in the initial stages, I would say, while everyone else is hurt by or harmed or afraid and responding out of fear through violence, and some of this violence is going to be coerced, some of this violence is going to be instigated, and some of it is going to be sincere. It doesn't matter which one it is. You need to identify and remove yourself from it as much as you possibly can. And removing yourself from it doesn't always mean running from it. It may mean integrating yourself to where everyone thinks that you're involved in it while you're strategically repositioning yourself to move on. Man, it's no hard and fast rule. I would say this. The most important thing that you should be doing is edifying and building yourself, because all of the answers are within you. And you're seeking them, so that means you've already found them. You will know and you will do what's appropriate, because the call for you to pick up a hammer and build your art, you've already decided to do it. And the thing about that is that I firmly believe that when you engage your ancestral strength, the overall lessons, the abilities, the talents of our past become our present. So it's a lot of hypotheticals that we can go over. And I would just say that I have full faith and confidence in you, because you are preparing, that you will be able to meet that with the appropriate reaction and response. Why? Because you saw what was coming before. Many people, I would say, and I'm going to leave it on this, many people won't know what to do when this thing happens because they didn't see it coming before it came. That's not you. You'll know. You knew about this. Something tugged in you and said, wait a minute, this is some BS. This is a facade. This is a lie. And I would just say, let's have more confidence. And I know you do. But let's have more confidence in what we can build and who we are, because you are exactly the solution to everything that will be confronting you. You are the creator, because the great creator has given you that ability. So that's, because there's so many variables, that's how I think that it will best serve us. And you're perfectly fine. You're perfectly fine. And now, are there different situations that we could bring up? Yeah, I think we should, because then we can bounce them off of each other for different things. But I think it needs to be pointed. The broad scope of everything is that you're in a great position. And your position is so critical to the reigniting of sovereignty and freedom for our people. And one of the good things about it is we may not just see it, but it's still there, because we're going to build it. So, great, great question, Mel. Did that help you in any way?
Yes, sir, very much so, man. Me and wife just was like, we was just shaking our head, looking at each other like, yeah. Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, I love your logic, man. Thank you. Have a good night. Peace, peace.
Hey, wait, Mel.
What?
Hey, man, how little mama doing?
She out of town with her grandma and grandpa. She's having fun.
Y'all enjoy. Oh, man, we got to get ready to go to the commercial break. Hey, Mel, much love, much respect. Thank you so much. Give my regards to the queen of,
yes,
the, of the castle. Much love, much respect. Listen to Tando Radio Show. Get ready to go to a commercial break. We got another caller in queue. And we're going to go to my man from Lubbock, Texas. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from LA, and if you'd like to get in on a conversation, we'd love to hear from you in the last 30 minutes of the show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. What would you do if you were in India? And what are you going to do when India comes here? From where you are right now. Because this can happen at any moment. Now, does this mean that you should be afraid of anything? No. Anytime that fear is around, you know that it's deception and it is a lie. Move away from fear. But is it a strategy and a ploy that is being instituted to bring about the fear? That is where the concern should be and the attention to protect yourself should be. So let's go to our next caller. Out of Texas. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Okay, this is Brother Jam calling from Lubbock, Texas. Peace there, Brother Ren.
Oh, wait, hold on. You know now, Jam, every time you say your name, you got to give me space just to do my thing for a minute.
No,
Jam. Oh, Jam. Go ahead, Jambone.
Okay, to answer your question, like, what would I do if I was in India right now? You know, there's a whole lot of things that you helped me on and talked and freed, you know, opened my mind to the possibilities. And, you know, things that people take for granted every day, like their food, their shelter, you know, their water, and things like just not only their rare commodities, but not so, I guess you'd say, costly commodities, and how you could use all of these things as a leverage. So, you know, anyone was like having like some kind of concept idea, how would they would use that? You know, I would say, like, you know, your food and shelter, your water would be first. Then understand what you have as you could barter and trade in your rare assets, like your diamonds, gold, and no matter what country you come out of, poor or rich, is always worth something. You just got to know the market, and that's what you taught us. But my question is for the day, well, I have two questions. I'll make them quick. Okay, when you were talking about Trump, now, when...
Hold on one second, Jambone, because I know you got your questions locked. Jam, okay. You're absolutely right, and that is so important. One of the things about this whole situation in India is that it's going to cross-pollinate everywhere. But then there's going to be leverage and there's going to be opportunity for people that prepared, that they are going to actually, when this wealth transfer happens, even though it's going to be a malevolent wealth transfer, there can be a good that is taking out of it and to develop something more. Because you're going to have the power and you're going to have the wherewithal and you're going to be looked upon in so many instances where you can be the changer of energy, the changer of frequency, the changer of looking at things from the way that we've been schooled and the education. And Jambone, you're going to be a master of that realm. And yeah. I appreciate, and every person, and all of you, and all of the listeners here at Tando Radio Show are going to be in a better position because of people like you, people from everyone that participates in the show, because we've been sharing. So I just want to thank you, and you actually put it all together very, very beautifully, and it was so true. There are going to be some great opportunities, even in India. If you were in India, when India comes here, you don't have to fear because you prepared for it and you positioned yourself to respond to it appropriately. So, love it. But go ahead with your two questions, Jam.
Oh, okay. I remember you was talking about Trump and was dodging taxes and doing other things, the bankruptcy and so forth. But supposedly when the smoke clears, depending on what the future holds for us with everything escalating, the Cold War and all, there's supposed to be a new series come on USA tonight. You know me, you know, sometime I'll be watching these shows just to see what they come up with, what they taking out of reality. But anyway, the show, or the series is called Shooter. and it was talking about like the president needs him, and something went wrong where he has to go and hide. I don't know what the situation is, but I'm thinking that this possibly could have something what's going on today with probably whole future for Trump. And then go ahead there, brother.
No. Finish with your question. Go ahead.
Okay. My second question is the you know, they haven't been talking much about Venezuela here much lately, and a lot of people don't know. I think it was the 15th largest gold hoarder in the world, or something like that. And, you know, a person just Google will see what all the wealth that Venezuela has, and people think that it would never happen to the United States. Well, just look what happened to Venezuela. Look what all the gold and precious assets that they have, you know. And, you know, my curiosity is now, it's like, for the people that even hold gold and so forth, what are they doing now? Of course, I know they're probably bartering and everything, but, you know, you know, my question, you know, it's like, really, what are they doing? Are they really doing it properly? And are they, like, using it to export, import, or is everything's blocked? Or are they buying cash or still selling out their rear assets to buy worthless banknotes? Or are they really, like, be able to use their assets usefully like they should? And that's all I had to ask there, brother Ren.
Yeah, you know what, great points. You know, now I want to say something about the tax thing with Dump. That's a talking point. They wanted to put that into the system so that they can get the average person to understand or to gravitate and to hold on to something that they could kill for. Now, is this dude any good? No, it really says, you know, what this whole system is. It's a sham. But that was strategically put in as talking points to facilitate the agenda of what they want in the future. And in this article from India, also talked about that. That is going to be, because you think about it, the current administration from that talking point, the new administration from that talking point is why the currency collapsed, why they had to collapse the currency in the first place, which is a facade. It's just the setup for what's to come. It's all in the laid plan. And so what, then your second question, what are people doing that have the precious metals? It depends on who that person is. If they're, you know, I don't know what I have a feel for because of the industry, some of the things that's there. But at this time, I really can't talk about that just because there's so many people in so many different ways. There are some people that are engaging in the precious metals the wrong way, some, in my opinion, and there are people that are engaging in it in the right way, I think. And so, but you guys should be doing it from the right position of protecting yourself and your family from when the currency is taken out of circulation. That's just one way. And another way that's going to happen here, that's possible here, just because it happened that way in India doesn't mean it's going to exactly happen that way here. What can happen here that's far worse than what happened in India is that they don't take the currency out of circulation. No. They give you even more of it. They send boatloads of it. They hit you with hyperinflation. That's even worse, because that causes another set of huge problems that goes to the end result of the exact same thing. Wait until all that cash that is outside of the United States returns to sender, because no one else in the world sees it as a monetary instrument that is at their advantage. So what do? Return the sender. So it's a great, great question, Jam. And yeah, I think there is predictive programming, because they tell you everything. And I really rely on you guys to tell me some of the things that's going on. So I truly appreciate you, Jam, And keep doing what you're doing, and much love, much respect. We got a couple of other callers in queue. We got Scotty that has a question. Let me see. Dave, I have a question. Scotty, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm
Scotty
here.
Had has any, oh, go ahead, Scotty. Has anyone brought any pinto beans from the dollar store that were light in color?
The reason I asked that is because, you know, pinto beans is one of the most popular food in the United States, and also, you know, parts of Mexico and what have you. And just going back earlier to the Davis team talking about weapon as a food. And so it just came to my mind that recently a family member had bought some store brand beans, not the pinto beans we normally get. And we go to the dollar store because they're cheaper there. And so these beans, I think, were lacking in some of its nutritional value because they were light. And they were very, very light. Pinto beans have almost like a brown copper color when they're cooked. These were like light pinto beans. And I'm wondering if that discoloration means that they possibly, these are Franken beans, you know what I'm saying? Lacking in copper, magnesium, and phosphorus, which they're a good source for those minerals and what have you. So I was just wondering if anybody out there had noticed, you know, some discolored pinto beans, since they so popular, people buy them a lot. They're what I would call a staple food source.
They are. Yeah, and that would come into question. Is that real? Is that food not genetically modified? Is it real food? So I would definitely question, because one thing about real food, just like real salt, has color to it. Real, you know, and so many things, and that's a great indication that something wrong with these beans. Something wrong with these beans. So, like Scotty said, if you notice that, if you have experienced that, definitely call in today or tomorrow. Probably be better to call tomorrow when Brother Davis is on tomorrow, because we're wrapping up the show. We got a couple of callers in queue. But yeah, Scotty, and I'm glad that you said that, because these are the things that we need to be looking at. Make sure that you are getting a part of your overall regular diet. Try to get the most nutritious food that you could possibly get that is real food, okay? Now, if you purchase some of this food, now, that may not be it, getting rid of it may not be the only option that you have. You may want to use that for barter too, as well. So just something for you to think about. But is the likelihood of this not being genetically modified food is very high in today's food supply. So I would definitely suggest that it is. And actually, in today's food supply, if you didn't grow it, you really don't know it. So that is very, very critical, in my opinion. So, and I have seen some discoloration in different foods and everything right off the bat, and subconsciously, you know, right away, that ain't food, you know. So yeah, I think that there's a lot of that going on. So let's go to our next caller out of my original home state of NJ. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, can I be heard?
Yes. Right.
Hey,
what's
greetings,
up, brother?
Hey, greetings. How you doing, Brother Dave? Great show. You said a lot of, this is a great program this evening. There was a couple things you brought up that I wanted to discuss. You talked about Trump being chosen long before he got to office. And you made me think of something. I don't know if you saw this on BTR, but essentially I was watching the news. This was maybe earlier this week or late last week. And the news found a letter that was sent to Donald Trump from Richard Nixon. And in the letter, this is basically what it said. They read the letter on the air. It said, Don, you know, my wife is a political expert. And this is right after he had appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. And he said, you know, my wife is a political expert. And she believes that whenever you are ready to run for president, you'll win. And I agree. And this was 1986. So this was exactly 30 years to the year ago that this letter came from. So this, from that moment, I said, and I knew before that, but that letter just really put it all in perspective. You know what I mean? And I thought about President Obama and the election of Donald Trump, and I've always called him the David Dinkins president. And if you study the history of New York State, when David Dinkins took the mayorship of New York State after Ed Koch, he was blamed for all of the cumulative damage that Ed Koch had done for the 12-plus years he was in office. And as a result, he ended up, you know, he had the racial incident with the Haitians and the Jews that blew up into something really big, and then eventually he never got reelected. And then who did New Yorkers elect to mayorship after him? The terrorist Nazi Giuliani. And then after that, you had the rich Zionist Jew Bloomberg. And if you look at the U.S., we have the most blatant example of racism, white supremacy in decades. Donald Trump is being voted into office right after President Obama. So it's like they want to tighten up ship and basically go back to the 1864 version of white supremacy. And that's what Donald is here to usher in. And then I wanted to know if you saw an article that I posted about the Indian banks, that they were able to convince the people of India to return $7 billion in cash, and that's the illicit cash that you were talking about. And then they closed the bank so the people couldn't get any money whatsoever. There was an article I posted about that, and I think I posted two articles about what was happening in India, but that one really blew my mind, because they got the people to bring money into the banks. They acquired over $7 billion in physical cash, and then they locked the banks down, and nobody could get any cash out.
How did they do that? Probably public service announcements, programming, media.
Yeah, they said they made up, I forget the details, but they made up a ruse to get the people to collect money, because somehow they got them to return the cash, saying that they needed the cash returned. And people went to the banks, and they said they got a cumulative total of $7 billion. And then after the $7 billion was procured from the public, they shut the banks down, and nobody could get anything. And it kind of was spinning off into everything they were discussing earlier.
Well, how they got it was that was the mandate that the prime minister had said, that if you, and it was basically a threat. They told him that we're not going to accept the 500 and 1,000 ruble, and you have to return it to the nearest bank towards you. Where did they get that from? 1933.
So they were threatening arrest. They were threatening arrest. They had criminalized the currency.
That's what they did. That's exactly.
They had demonetized it by way of, right, because so-called of terrorism and drug laundering and outside, people taking currency outside of the country, and that's exactly right. They criminalized it and then demonetized it. And what they did was the same playbook of 1933 with Roosevelt, with the banking crisis, banking holiday, where he told everyone by May the 20th, they needed to have turned in all of their gold to their nearest Federal Reserve Bank, and then they would be given cash for it. And it was $20.17 for every ounce of gold that they turned in. And then right after that, they revalued it at $33 an ounce. That was theft, and that was the exact same thing that they did here, was that they threatened them that you were going to lose your purchasing power if you hold on to this. You need to hand it in to us right away. And this was how the governments continued to fleece the people. So it was like by an executive order.
Thanks again for your brilliant insight on that. I'll mute my line. Thank you so much.
No. You're good, Rod. I didn't see that article, but, man, I'm going to go back and find that article that you posted. And if you could, definitely.
I'm going to try and dig it up, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, and then read it, because I think it's really important. If you could come in, maybe we probably need to do a special, like, on the weekend. One show a month on the weekend. We really, really do, because times is getting really, really close to some major, major events. What you see in Venezuela, let me tell you something. If you're seeing what you're seeing, is that the system is taking advantage of the leverage that it brokered geographically throughout the world. That was great for India. No matter what you look at, the end result is that the people got monetarily screwed. In India,
in Venezuela and in the United States. In my opinion, they're going to do it a little different here in the United States because the dynamics are much different. Much, much different. Like Jambo said, Venezuela has a bunch of resources. They had a better quality of life than most Americans here. Than all Americans here. Per capita, they had a better standard of living because they were a part of OPEC. They are a part of OPEC. And what we're going to see is that you're going to see different methods, but the same objectives. And if you look at that, that is actually a marvelous plan of deception, even though it's being energized in the wrong way. But one of the things that we should take from this system is that we have to look at its commitment to destruction as how we should have a commitment to building. We all have different methods, but our objectives have to be the same. And then once we do that, our methods become so powerful because our objective will be adhered to and it will be delivered. Listen, everyone, Raj, man, great, great. How much time we got? We got 4 minutes. Just before we go, Raj.
Yes.
From that article. What I want to do is, did you see any of the pictures of the people in India?
I know the cover picture was pictures of a whole bunch of Indian money, and I think it might have been on the prime minister, but I don't remember if they had pictures of the actual citizens, but they might, because something you said just now just triggered something too. I remember about 10 years ago, they had a documentary on PBS about India and the fact that their economic system had grown so much to the point that Indians were repatriating out of the United States back to India. And they were able to basically get jobs that were shipped out of the United States, like customer service jobs, answering phones, things like that. And they would make the equivalent to $25,000 U.S. But in India, it was basically living like they were making $100,000, $150,000 a year. So they, for the first time, started opening big-ticket malls with refrigerators and dishwashers and washers and dryers, stuff that Indians never owned in history. They were able to start buying due to the Indian economy doing so well, and people were literally leaving in droves to go back to India from the U.S. And what you're saying now makes perfect sense, because they were living better than we were living here over there, and now look at where they're at. So again, this is Venezuela all over again. I mean, like, the harbinger of doom can't be more blatant than this.
Hey, they lost them customer service jobs too, man, because that was a big driver. When I was working for Sprint PCS, they was shipping a bunch of those customer service jobs to India. I had a one of the executives tell me this when they had visited the Charlotte call center. But how they lost them jobs is they started bringing back those jobs to America, but they're in the prison. So whenever you're dealing with a customer service rep, there's a good chance, that a good possibility that person could be enslaved on a prison plantation somewhere in the U.S.
So true. Now, Scotty, do we have like 5 minutes?
Sure. You said you had another caller. Go ahead, man. You can go ahead and take your calls.
Okay. Do we got 5 minutes?
Yes. There's no other programming coming on tonight.
Okay. All right. So this is too important. We're going to extend this a little bit. Hold on. And anyone else that would like to get in on the conversation, if you had a question that didn't get answered or you would like to chime in, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Erico 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, there was one of the articles that I posted on this inside of Black Talk, inside of BTR community. And here I don't want to read this article, but I just want to, there's one of the pictures. And it says, bring your own bags. And then next to it, it has a piece of paper. We do not accept 1,000 or, I guess that's 1,500 rubles. Now, I want you to think, just imagine when all of the stores here in America have something like that where it says, we are not accepting 20, nor are we accepting $10 or $100 bills.
Only thing that they're accepting is $1 bill. Now, guess what they're going to do? Whatever currency is in the largest circulation, that's the first one that they're going to attack. Why? Because most people have that. The one that they don't have the most of is what they're not going to attack. And I'm going to give you a little clue here. They'll never be able to attack coins. Your quarters, your nickels, your dimes, and your pennies, they will still have the purchasing power far beyond the piece of paper. Why? Because the piece of paper is a note, and the actual nickel, dime, quarter, and penny is a coin. Now, by the next year, they're going to take nickel out of nickel. This is another, once again, they're going to clad it with nickel. Same thing that they did in 1964. They took the silver and made dimes no longer money. They diminished their overall money status. They took quarters and diminished their money status. Because when they had silver in them, they were real money. Let me ask you something. How many people go to a store and go to a bubblegum machine and pay $5 for one piece of bubblegum out the machine? How many people do that? Well, if you don't know much about gold and silver, you likely have done that in your life. You just don't know. Because a silver quarter is roughly worth around $3, and it went up to at least a silver quarter is roughly around $5, and a dime is roughly around $3 or $2. I got to look to see exactly what. But how many of you would go to a bubblegum machine that says all you need to do is put a quarter in it, but you put $2 inside of it, have the purchasing power of $2 and put inside of that bubblegum machine? How many of you would put $5 for one piece of bubblegum? Well, see, when we don't get a real education of what we really have and we just go off of blind faith of what we've been told by the schools, we always end up giving away our energy and our sovereignty and our freedom to the system and enslaving many of us. Many of you may have paid up to $5, $10, $15 for a piece of bubble gum and didn't even know it. If you put a quarter in there from 1964 or earlier, you just paid $5 for a piece of gum, a bubble gum. This is why we need to know what's really going on. And this is why you have to break yourself of what they've schooled you in, and to establish yourself into some real truths. So now I'm looking at this sign in India. It says we don't accept 1,000. We don't accept 500 rubles. Just think, how is that going to affect you when that happens here? Or how they can do it here in the United States is that they're going to say that a gallon of milk is going to cost $45. See, that's going to be the hyperinflation that's going to come here. And they're already talking about increasing the interest rate, which is going to bring about inflation. And as the world continues to divest themselves of the United States, the hyperinflation is sure to follow. It always goes deflation before hyperinflation. So now I want to look at some of these pictures real quick. Next one. It was the next picture of people trying to run into the bank to exchange. Next one is of a Diabolt ATM machine, same company that had been rigging elections. Next one is of people in line in India, and the line is long. You don't know Indian line is short. You ain't never going to see no short Indian line. You ain't going to never see no short Chinese line. Just impossible. Next one shows where the ATM machines have been locked down. Next one shows where it's a bunch of people, the elderly lady yelling at some, look like some governmental officials, police or the sheriff, and the typical response, a bunch of people there trying to get their cash. Next one is another picture of people in line. Then it shows the 500 ruble with the letter that they received. I can't read it, but I can only guess what that note on this letter said. And it basically said, this letter and the cash that you have in your hand have the same intrinsical value as zero. People, get paper out your life or use it appropriately. Don't save in it. They're going to get you and screw you. So let me see, we have any other callers in queue? Nope. So I just, go ahead, Ross.
Let me see if I could find, because I think I found one of the articles. Let me see if I could pull it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, it says, at the strike of midnight, November 9th, midnight, India woke up searching how to convert black money into white money. So that speaks exactly to what you're talking about, getting control of that black market early. And then the other one that I posted says, banks lure $30 billion deposits as Indians struggle to find cash. November 8th, as lenders lure up to 2 trillion rupees, which is $29.8 billion, as customers across the nation queue for hours to deposit the old bills. The decision has also put the tremendous pressure on the banking system to replenish the funds, as the banned bills accounted for 86% of the money in circulation. So that's, wow, this is going to get ugly over here, because they got too many guns and they're not going to have enough currency. People are going to go psychotic.
So I have a question.
It's going to be crazy.
It is a setup, and it's all. And I'm looking at this one picture, and it's got people with all their money, all their cash in hand, and they're realizing something. Damn, I've been had. This stuff is
question, worthless. Dave. Question for people here in the United States before it get to that point, because I mean, majority of us, man, we don't have no choice. We using cash, we using a system, except for those who have been preparing like you have and what have you. And they still can prepare, but what should they be doing in that scenario with their cash reserves right now? I mean, as a novice, to answer my own question, I would be converting that cash into tradable goods, even if I keep them. I still buy things that I could trade that will be just as well as currency. That will become the currency, goods. What are your thoughts?
You always take the deception of man and convert it back into the promise of God. You always take the deception of man and convert it back into the promise of God, the great creator. You take your cash and you get things that God, the great creator, has created to bring about sustainability. You convert it into food. You convert it into things that always have and always will have value. You can convert it into assets. Now, should you have a holdings of cash in your possession? Yes, for emergency. You use cash for what it should be used for, to service your debt, to maintain your quality of life and your standard of living. You can have a small amount of it in emergency, but you should never, ever accumulate it and save it. They are going to just imagine how many basketball players is going to be in that line with a whole bunch of cash with nowhere to go.
Wait a minute. They probably ain't going to have no cash. The bank got the cash. Yeah. They got cards.
The bank got the cash. Exactly. They ain't even going to be. But see, some of them also have, you know, large cash holdings at home. And like Brother David said earlier, some people have been stashing cash at home. Some people have been stashing notes at home. Man, that note, who you going to write and tell that you love them?
But let's be.
You got a lot of letters to write.
Yeah, I don't mean to sound stereotypical, but you sure that's just not the stash they use to make it rain in the strip club? You know, are they really preparing and that's why they got this cash, or is it the front? Because you know the culture the white supremacist created through hip-hop music. And when he took over that genre and what have you. But I would hope, though, that they would have a few assets and tradable goods and what have you. But I bet you they would lose the bulk. I'm sure the bulk of their holdings, let's say Cam Newton just signed a $100 million contract. I guarantee you 90% of that is in the bank. So if that scenario plays out, then he 90% short.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the clawback scenario. So I just hope that we are all preparing, and I'm not picking on any athletes. If you are an athlete, that means that you should be doing just like everyone else should be doing. You better prepare, because your overall athletic status is not going to save you from the system, because once again, you own nothing. You play for someone that pays you in cash. A wage of a slave is debt. So the moment we realize that, but there are things that you should be doing. Now, let me just give this scenario. Regardless of how much you have, if you just properly use that to your advantage, you are doing far more than the rest of everyone else. See, J.P. Morgan Chase can buy metric tons of silver, but by you buying 1 ounce, 5 ounce, or 10 ounce, that has more relevance and has more momentum than all of their metric tons that they buy, or their thousands of ounces of silver or gold that they buy. Let me tell you why. Because they are working with different variables. They're working from different leverage. Whenever you hold assets, that means that the overall controllers don't control it, because you can never own assets. There is not one asset that you can own, and that's a misconception. Assets, just like currency, is transferable. You can only control it.
Dave, the key
is
the key to limiting your liabilities, because when I think about the scenario you just laid out, when you say the banks buying up these metric tons, and like you just mentioned, they're dealing with different variables, and just as much as any assets they hold, they usually have almost equal amount of liabilities and debt. So that, I think, is the key to what I think I've heard you preach since you've been on Black Talk Radio Network. It's leverage is the key.
Yes, that's exactly it, Scotty. That is exactly it. And so the key for every person here is going to be able to get through it. Just remove yourself from the system. Start thinking for yourself. Acquire, when you go to the store, get extra food. Get the assets that you'll need. Let me tell you, whenever I buy a shirt or a pair of shoes, let me tell you how I do it. Before I buy a shirt or a pair of shoes, I don't look at the dollar price of it all. You know what I do? I look at it from this standpoint. How many ounces of silver will I have to give up in order to get that shirt? Is that shirt worth 3 ounces of silver? 9 times out of 10, I'll say, hell no. And I walk away from that shirt. It keeps me from becoming a prodigious consumer. And we don't need to look at it from the standpoint of cash. Let me tell you why you don't look at it from the standpoint from cash, because cash is a facade. It was manufactured to control you. It was manufactured to steal your labor and your energy and enslave you. And until we understand that and acquire the assets that the great creator had created to bring us prosperity, we will always be in a situation of prosperity loss, and that has to change. Definitely, definitely, that has to change. And it has to change with you. You are the key to it all. Your free will is the most powerful thing and the most powerful power that you have. We have to take it back and use it for our own. And it's small things. And as we start to build, we start to change our overall way that we resonate, the way that we think, the way that we talk. Our habits will change. And when our habits change, our eternity changes.
So, Dave, how much can I get in a scenario like Venezuela for, let's say, 3 cups of pinto beans or 3 cups of rice? How much do you think the value of what we can buy right now, going to these dollar stores and stocking up on dry goods mm-hmm. and canned goods, like you said, buy some extra, put it away. Man, I in reading history and even war, like the whole Vietnamese army, man, subsisted on rice. So you can buy big bags of rice for what, $2, $3, while I still have the currency, you can still use it. But I'm just thinking long-term and trying to paint the picture in people's minds long-term who may not really think that they don't have a lot of cash or make a lot of money because they're struggling to survive right now. But that's something that they should invest in. I feel like that is attainable, and that's dry goods. Rice.
Yep, you definitely want to. Yes, Scotty is absolutely right. Let me take just to answer Scotty's question. And Scotty, there's something that I want to do. We need to talk. I'm gonna text you and email you something. I don't know if I'm gonna email it. We could talk sometime. There's something that we're putting together that I want you to be a part of. With Venezuela, one of the things that's happening in Venezuela, and Venezuela is key here because it was going to go to, this was actually the second part, one of the things I wanted to talk about was going on in Venezuela as well, had it pulled up here. Venezuela, people in Venezuela are going to Colombia to acquire food and bringing it back into Venezuela. And the people in Colombia are becoming extremely wealthy at the droves of people coming over. Now, the people in Venezuela that knew that this was coming and prepared for this and positioned themselves, even though they were poor, the day before the economic collapse happened, their overall standing and their overall leverage inside of Venezuela changed the moment the collapse happened. They are now wealthy. Now, there's a bad side of that, and here's the bad side of that. Some of them have become so wealthy that they want to maintain the overall economic collapse. Those people have become what they had to endure. So you can go, if you leverage yourself accordingly and properly, you can position yourself to really do well. And I think you should be doing well for all the right reasons. I'm going to just say this. In Venezuela, 1 ounce of silver has been buying people upwards of 4 months of food. 1 ounce of silver. But why? Because it's real money. It's real money. So it's the thing that the key to getting through this is see it coming and then prepare your ark. Most of us think that an ark is something that's huge. It may just be a paddle board. Start with just picking up your hammer. And what I mean by picking up your hammer, start doing what you can do within the confines of what your capabilities are in the position that you're in. And you'll find that that is going to grow and expand. But I'm going to tell you, one of the things that you're going to have to first fight is what you've been addicted to and what you've been trained to do, and that's to be a consumer. And that is an addiction that has very severe withdrawals. You got to fight through it. It doesn't matter if everything looks like everything is fine. I don't care if the stock market goes to 2,400. It doesn't move me from preparing because I know that's a lie and a facade. I don't care if it goes down to 10. It doesn't move me because that is something that is artificially created to maintain the overall paradigm. The economy is not based in the stock market. But if you listen to the mainstream media, they tell you that so that, oh, you look, oh, everything is fine. I don't need to prepare. It's party all the time. Party's over, folk. And the sooner we realize that we've been had and this is all a charade, the more powerful we become because we become dependent on ourselves individually and collectively with those that we resonate in the same. So, start where you are. It's the perfect starting point, and it is the key to the finishing point of prosperity. Become a prodigious saver. Use some real disciplines. You'll be fine. You will position yourself in a way that you will not respond out of fear. You'll respond out of leverage and capabilities, and you will seize the opportunities. So I just wanted to express that. Roz, anything else before we get out of here? Okay. Hey, everyone, I just want to thank you all
for listening to Candle Radio Show. Much love and much respect. And we're going to continue to do what we need to do and position ourselves accordingly. And remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.